The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to another edition of the Morning Skate, and we are in Las Vegas, Nevada, the entertainment capital of the world, expecting a very entertaining matchup between the San Jose Sharks and the Vegas Golden Knights. And you know what, Drew? The best news that we've had is that Colin Graf is here after taking a puck to the mouth at the very end of practice yesterday. We were a little bit worried about it for a while, but boy, it's great to have him here.
Without a doubt, you look at the Sharks and we know that the scoring is thin. The margin is thin for having guys in the lineup. You know, already missing Will Smith. Colin's got the bubble on today, which is great. Wasn't on the plane yesterday, then flew here later, which shows you what kind of guy he is. Taking a puck in the face, and then you're like, nah, okay, I'm good, and we're going to go. Hockey players, man. And he's been so good for the Sharks. We've talked about him several times this year. Talked to Brian Wiseman last game about him, and he said he came to camp with a stronger mind and a stronger body, and that his 5-on-4 play, his penalty-killing play, has actually elevated his 5-on-5 play, and his all-round game has added confidence to his game regarding scoring goals and getting to the net and being a good 5-on-5 player. And that's, you see, we're looking at a guy. I talked to Mike Greer about him. I asked, did you know that he had that defensive ability? He went, no, he was pretty much just an offensive player. He said, Delandria we knew about because they had scouted him quite a bit. He said, but with Colin, we think that we watched him and thought he was a smart player with the puck. He was very good in college scoring, but they're very pleased at the way he's playing, as we all are.
Well, you got to be pleased with the way he's playing and also relieved that he isn't injured for this game, because the Vegas Golden Knights are a team that they're a little bit hard to beat in their own building, as we found out over the years. But you got to have all of your arsenal players in action. And I'm looking forward to seeing how Igor Chernyshov handles all this tonight, because he's got points in all three of his first NHL games, and now he's come close to scoring a goal a couple of times. Yet the funny thing is that you can see that he's still not quite fully a man yet, in spite of the fact that he's a big boy.
Strong, skates well, hard to move off the puck, has had, three chances in the first period last game against Seattle. He scores. Who knows what happens in that game? We would, if the Sharks would have scored in the first period, it would have been a different game. So against Vegas, the one thing about Chernyshov, there's no fear in his game, none whatsoever. Going in for a puck against a big guy, and he's a big guy anyway, he's not afraid to get there first. Going to the net, driving the net, not afraid to get there. Does a great job on backtracking. Absolutely love his game. You and I talked about him. We had both watched him with the Barracuda. We knew exactly, or we thought what we knew about him when we watched him play was accurate, and it has been so far. I love the kid. And, again, love that Ryan Morosovsky's keeping him with Backlund Celebrini and Colin Graf.
Well, that's where you have to have him, simply because you're not going to learn anything about him if he's on the fourth line. And besides, that fourth line for the Sharks has been outstanding. They're the group I think are going to be really important tonight, because they're the group that's going to get the team back on track if they get off track. And you do get off track against Vegas sometimes.
Yeah, Vegas has allowed 10 goals in the last two games, against Calgary and then against Edmonton. Now, they had a comeback against Calgary a little bit in the third. But against Edmonton, they made it 4-3, and if Marner would have shot the puck, it could have been 4-4 near the end of the game. So they do miss Jack Eichel. They do miss Shea Theodore, two of the best players on their team and two of the best players in the game. But they are, as you know, Bruce Cassidy. I know Bruce Cassidy just from his coaching, that is, that he will be a guy that will have been cracking the whip today and they will be ready to go.
Well, they don't have a win in three games.
Yeah.
The Sharks are in a two-game losing streak. Ever since the Sharks started the season 0-4-2, we have not seen them lose three games in a row in any way. Now, this is a tough chore here in Vegas because it's a tough place to win, especially against a team like Vegas who doesn't normally lose three games in a row either. No. That third one for them is a shootout loss. But I think we're going to see a topsy-turvy kind of a game tonight with all kinds of electricity and all kinds of energy and all kinds of entertainment. And getting back to Chernyshov, by the way, I think this could be a game for him because you can either be smarter than somebody, you could be stronger than somebody, and you could be faster than somebody. And oftentimes he's 2 out of 3, and I think as his career develops, he might be 3 out of 3.
Yeah, he will. He absolutely will. But not only for Chernyshov, but everybody's going to have to be that tonight. Like you said, this is a team that wins a lot at home. This is a team that has a fantastic power play, even with Jack Eichel out, but it's very different.
5 straight games, they've scored a power play goal.
And it's 48 in the middle, and he's so dangerous. And the big key with the Sharks is being able to, you talked about that fourth line, being able to create that momentum and hold on to it for as long as you can, because Vegas does a really good job in the way they play of creating and then keeping the momentum. So that's going to have to be a big test. And so, as you talked about, when the Sharks need that boost, that fourth line comes out and they go to work. The problem with this Vegas team is they move the puck so quickly. They get back to pucks, boom, and then they're going the other way right away. So the Sharks are going to have to be, as far as that connected theme goes, going to have to be connected everywhere on the ice tonight.
Caden Korzak's the guy that's kind of taken the place on the defense there with Theodore on the top. He's a pretty good player.
Good player, very good player. Played last game I watched against the Oilers, he played very, very well. He's a good player. He's strong. He's smart. This is a good team. The Vegas Knights, Vegas Golden Knights are a good team. They've ran into a little bit of a problem. They've been kind of up and down because of injuries, which we've seen since they won the Cup. They've been straddled by injuries.
Petrangelo out for the year.
Exactly.
Maybe for his career.
Maybe for his career. That might be it, which is sad for Alex Petrangelo because he's such a great player.
Aiden Hill also has been out, and he's the goalie that got them the Stanley Cup. You think we're going to see Carter Hart tonight?
Probably, yeah. Carter Hart played in both games, I think, in Calgary and Edmonton. And he was okay against Edmonton. But, yeah, he's looking for apparently his 100th win. So, yeah, I think we'll see him.
It's going to be interesting. We're going to see Yaroslav Askarov back in goal for the Sharks. This is the first time he's ever faced Vegas in a National Hockey League game. So that's going to be fascinating. Both games this year.
Wow. I
was shocked.
Yeah.
Both games this year, Ned played both games in net. Last game, the Sharks were leading 1-0 here. Then they were down 4-1 really quickly. Then they fought back. And I think basically my memory of it is William Eklund got the third goal, got them close, and they ran out of time.
Yeah.
But they can't afford to squander any time tonight against this Vegas team. The other part about it, William Eklund. Last two games, he's -6. Yet he had 8 shots on goal. He should have scored 3 last game.
Plus minus is maybe the dumbest stat in the history of sports, if you want my opinion. It's like in baseball, okay? Ball hit to the shortstop overthrows first base. Do all 9 guys get an error or just the one guy who made the error? Just the one guy who made the error. But William has played, he's frustrated because he's not scoring.
I love the kid.
I do too. I mean, he's got a great game. He plays so well. He expands the offensive zone, creates chances. Again, how many could he have had last game if it wasn't for Joey DeCourt?
3.
Yeah, exactly. So he'll get it. The plus minus, I'm not too worried about because you know how earnest he is and how hard he works.
But it's his style of hockey that's really going to win the game for the Sharks tonight. And also his synchronicity with Alex Wenberg. I think that's going to be an important thing. The two guys that work together so very well. There's no Will Smith for Macklin Celebrini. Tyler Toffoli is a big part of that. And, of course, on defense, you need guys like Mario Ferraro to settle things down when things get a little out of hand. I think that's an important part of the game tonight. Any other final thoughts?
Shoot the puck. You had 36 shots against Seattle. Keep shooting the puck. I love that.
I love that advice, and certainly we will have the advice for you tonight starting at 6:30 Pacific time with the Sharks Audio Network presentation of San Jose and Vegas. Ted Ramey will be with me tonight, so make sure you tune in to all of the exciting action on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's our morning skate show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.